Hey everyone, this is Dwayne Moore, and we're here with John Martin. John and I have worked real hard to, over the past few months to put together what we want to talk to you today about, and it's worship life, honoring God in the everyday. John, you've been a pastor, and you've used this material in your church before.
Absolutely. Dwayne, you know, I think it's so important for people to understand that worship is more than what we do on Sunday.
Okay.
And as a pastor, I know that if I can get my people to grasp and understand that it's simply more than just showing up for Sunday school, it's more than coming to worship, it's more than giving your tithe, if I can get them on fire, if I can get them to understand what it's like to be in love with Jesus each and every day and to honor Him in everything we do, that's when a congregation goes from just merely being a congregation to being the church and to doing the job of the church.
Wow, okay. Well, that is one of the biggest reasons we wrote the material. Why don't you take a moment and describe, when we say the worship life, we mean a campaign. What does that look like in a church?
Yeah, what we've designed is a church-wide campaign where we can literally get everyone in the congregation on the same page. We've broken it down into 5 weeks. There's basically 5 different topics. And so each week, the pastor would preach a sermon that would introduce the topic. Just to give you an example, week one is entitled, What is Worship? So on that Sunday morning, the pastor would preach the sermon, What is Worship?, to introduce that topic to his congregation. Then the congregation has the personal journal, where they every day are able to take, and you know, they spend 5, 10, 15 minutes each day, their quiet time, reading through and studying devotions and lessons that reinforce what they heard the pastor speak on that Sunday morning. And then when they come together for their small groups, you know, I know a lot of churches do it on the Sunday mornings for Sunday school, but when they come for their smaller groups that next week, then that's the lesson that the small group studies. We got some great videos that churches can use to help aid in the teaching and the facilitating of those small group discussions. But then everybody is there on the same page, talking about what they heard the pastor preach, what they studied themselves, and just kind of bringing it all together.
Yeah, so it's, you think of it like soaking your whole congregation from the children all the way through the senior adults. It's soaking them in this topic of worship and praise and knowing God more, falling more in love with Him, worshiping with other believers, being sensitive to other believers, and ultimately taking what we've learned, what we've experienced with the Lord, and sharing it with other people as a witness. That's really what you're going to be doing, leading your congregation over really 5 weeks, but it's really 6 Sundays, because you want that climax Sunday.
Yeah, you know, Dwayne, when I first did this with a congregation years ago, I got the idea of you know, we need like a celebration, just a time to kind of bring it all together and understand that ultimately when we truly worship God with our lives and we honor Him in the everyday, that that's going to lead for us to answer the call of Isaiah 6, where God said, who am I going to send and who will go for us? And Isaiah, of course, answered, here am I, Lord, send me. And so what we've seen and what I experienced within my own church is people who come alive. And, you know, I had a guy who had served for a deacon for a number of years who told me, he said, Pastor, for the first time, I really understand. I can't call myself a worshiper of God if I'm not willing to be a witness for God. And so just to have that kind of a celebration commissioning type service to say, hey, we've heard what God has to say.
Absolutely.
Now it's up to us to obey that and to carry it forward.
Well, I think of a pastor friend of ours in Tennessee that did this, had the same similar experiences you described, John, where he actually told us that his church experienced revival going through this material. And right now they've got, what, over 400 people in their congregation using the journal every day?
Yeah, they ordered journals. He called me and said, hey, we need more. I know that they've sold out of journals that second time. We've even had some of their members individually reach out to us. But because the thing about it is, the material, it excites people. And just the idea of having everyone on the same page. So you know that the Sunday school class across the hallway or the folks in the choir, they're all looking at the same thing. They're experiencing the same things you are. They're yep. reading and studying the yep. same thing. That in and of itself builds a sense of excitement because, you know, you're getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we have seen, not only with our friend that we're talking about, but with other churches where you see an increase in your small group attendance, you see more people participating, you know, in different and various ministries. Honestly, I think the word revival describes very well what we have seen take place in a lot of churches.
I
know me personally, and then the testimonies that we've heard.
Yeah, we've heard of them several. And just to clarify, this material is new, but we have had churches in the past that piloted it and really helped us work through it to make sure it's effective.
Yeah.
And so we're rolling it out now, but so you're not getting involved with something that's never been tried in a church before. We've had several churches do it, but now we're making it more and more public. And we wanted to take a few moments and bring this to you as you're considering, as a pastor, maybe a discipleship pastor, maybe the lead pastor, of whether this is something that would work in your church. John, just to sum it up, what would you say to a pastor that's sitting there thinking, well, would this work for my congregation? What would you say to them?
You know, first of all, as a pastor, I would want to know, number one, is the material doctrinally sound?
Okay.
Dwayne, you know, one of the things that we've done is we've spent countless hours from the daily devotions to the messages, making certain that everything that we communicate is grounded in the Scripture. It's supported
Amen.
By God's Word. You know, the second thing is, does it have application? Is it something that they can take and practically put into use within their own lives? I think the answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
You know, each daily devotion is filled with, you know, illustrations and just, mm-hmm. you know, current relevant ideas that people can take and say, hey, I see how that fits
yeah.
Into my corner of the world. So, you know, looking at is it applicable? Is it biblical? And then, of course, you know, we live in a day and an age where, you know, we have to be good stewards of what God's entrusted to us. And so, is it affordable?
Affordable.
You know, yeah. Is it something that's cost effective? Dwayne, you know, what I've as a pastor seen is that you can spend a lot less money per se and get a lot bigger impact and a lot longer lasting impact with worship life than some of our other traditional avenues that we've used, such as weekend revivals or having some type of special series of meetings. This is something that is more cost effective and it's gonna last.
Oh, that's a really good point. That you could spend thousands really on a weekend event, which we're not downplaying those.
No, but
this, you could take that same kind of investment and invest in your people over weeks of time, soaking them in these truths, mm-hmm. getting them in God's Word alone in their quiet times, also discussing them in their small groups, listening to the pastor preach on them. Wow.
Yeah.
I can definitely see, and we have seen how that really does impact our congregation.
It does. It's an affordable, you know. We tried to make it to where a church of any size
yeah.
Could be able to take and use this as a part of their plan of action for their community and their congregation.
Right. Well, thank you so much for listening in, John. I always love talking to you about it. You can tell when we get together, we get excited about this about this resource.
Absolutely.
So look on our website. John, actually, they can reach out to you. If a pastor wants to talk to you, how would he get in touch with you to find out more and talk to you more about this?
Sure. You know, he can contact us through our website, you know, office@nextlevelworship.com, or he can reach out to me personally, jmartin@nlwinternational.com. I'd be glad to answer any questions, schedule a call, anything that I can do to help answer any questions someone may have.
All right. Thanks, everyone, and hope to hear from you soon to use worship life, honoring God in the everyday.